The accusation is she tried to stop me eating a chocolate ginger biscuit today. When did this heinous crime occur? Biscuit time, we all know that to be biscuit time. But not according to this woman. What time was it for her?
Self-denial time.
Self-denial time. So she denied herself a biscuit, but also denied you one. For the record, the accuser said she had one earlier. This is wanton and willful withholding of biscuits. How do you plead?
Not guilty because she had asked me not to let her have any biscuits.
The plot thickens. I hand you over to our prosecutor, Ms. Bryony Redmond.
So, Kathy, did you ask the defendant not to allow you to have biscuit?
Yes.
Yes. Now, don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, jury. You may think she asked for this, but how many of us have asked, "Oh, don't let me eat that," or "No, I couldn't possibly," but meant, "Yes, I want that"? How many of us actually want to ever be on a diet? Put your hands up now. No one.
There was one down there.
One. You want to be one. Well, just one in 150. That's less than 1%. This woman is not that less than 1%. She's 100% of a woman.
I was helping her in the quest to lose weight.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, what we have just heard is that true friendship is holding judgment over your friends. Chocolate-covered ginger biscuit instead. She's still guilty, even though it sounds like she might be a little bit less than she was before. The prosecution is resting before she adds anything else.
Handing over to the counsel, Mr. Locke, for the prosecution.
Thank you very much, my lord. You on a diet?
No.
Have you ever been on a diet?
Nope.
Do you have any special dietary requirements? No. Are you allergic to anything?
Nope.
No. Well, let's suppose. Just suppose. One day in the future, you might discover that you're gluten intolerant, for example, or you might go on a diet. How would you like your friend to behave to you if...
She would support me with...
And how would she support you with it? For example, if at biscuit time...
4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock, sorry.
That's coffee time. Get your story straight, woman.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we have here is a right pair of ninnies. Both of them should be on the stand. This one for my wasting court time. What a ridiculous thing. She tries to stop me eating a biscuit, but she failed. Look within your hearts, and you've probably got aunties as crazy as these two. Do you really want to see them punished for the crime? Yes, I do as well. Yes. Yes. Send her down.
I think we should go to the verdict.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you've heard both sides. Please let us know now how you feel. Not guilty.
Hooray!
Idiots.
Oh, baby.
Guilty.
Quite right.
You have been found guilty of this heinous withdrawal and withholding of biscuits that you then, it turns out, gave to them in the end. She took it. Your punishment is that you are now going to be the court artist for the rest of the show.